I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come join us on this trip. No, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny.
All right, in 3, 2, 1.
That was pretty good.
I mean, it worked.
I only heard one clap, which meant I'm pretty sure both claps were so synced, it sounded like one just, to me.
That works. Welcome to Free Balling, everyone.
We finally, transcended.
We transcended. This is how we're welcoming everyone back.
Transcending. How long has it been? I feel like it's only been a week, but I feel like it's been longer. I miss you guys.
Honestly, time, and what is time, man? The last week felt so much longer than it actually probably was.
It's like, I mean, so let's open book from me and Sebastian. We both had a really busy week last week. And even then.
Oh, yeah.
Doing this week is a bit of a stretch for me. I'm not getting any unbusier, if that's a word.
No, same. I rescheduled a meeting this morning and then rescheduled it again and then essentially got it back to where it was originally supposed to be. And I was just like, what?
That's as annoying as moving a couch with a friend when you move into a place and going, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I think it would look better over here. And then reluctantly looking at the couch, looking at where it was, looking at your friend, and then going, you know what? I kind of like it back. Ah, fuck! Move it yourself, you dickhead.
Yep. Actually, I think it was better over here. Why the fuck did you move it?
Literally. That's why when I moved into my apartment in LA, because I rented a long stay at a fully furnished apartment. I didn't move shit. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to design this shit. You know what? Couch looks good there. I could put a TV in front of myself. Boom. Bed looks like it can be slept on. Boom. I ain't moving anything else.
You know what's fucking crazy? We're in your old apartments. I've been listening to a bunch of different podcasts. Apparently there are a lot of kid actors who, when they first moved out here for big shows, lived there.
Yeah.
A lot of the cast from, Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Even fucking Kevin Connolly lived there for a long time. Tobey Maguire.
Big Bang Theory, when none of them knew if Big Bang Theory was going to get picked up after the pilot or season one. They stayed mm-hmm. there. There's one of the building numbers or names, though. I think it was alphabetical when I left. One of them is, owned by mm-hmm. A studio, so only actors stay there. Yeah, it's Tacoma FD filmed there. Yeah, and I never saw. I saw them as they were cleaning up, but like I could see that I could see the like the signage on the bus, and then I follow enough of the guys that make the show. It's like, oh shit, yeah. Fuck me, should it, like. Not that I would have actually walked up to the production set and gone, hey, can I get a job? That's a bit.
Just waving, hey, I'm on TV.
like a fucking duck or being asked to move by the second day. Oh, shit. I'm pretty sure it's where Seth Rogen and Jason Mantzoukas came up with the name Superbad for the script. They were They were toasty as balls in a fucking, what was it called now? Oakwood Apartments.
Yeah.
Now it's an Avalon, like every other apartment complex in LA.
Yeah, what the hell?
There was like a surge of just like, if you weren't Ava, you're an Avalon. Now those aren't the same, but it's a similar name.
It's like, but they might as well be the same, honestly. Like looking back at both of them.
Jay Leno, back on Late Night with Jay Leno. Was that the one he was on? Yeah.
No, The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show. He called it The Farm. You can actually watch episodes where he talks like if he talks to an actor who he knows stayed there, he calls it The Farm. Because like it's literally round the corner from where they used to record on Forest Lawn Drive.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. There's a little bit of history for you guys.
Like it's like thinking about like the names and like both TV and movie stars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, holy shit, my broski lived there for like a good bit.
A good bit. 2 years, was it?
Yeah, and then like when you had to move buildings because of all the construction that they were fucking doing,
So I stayed in J, which was like the middle building. I don't know when they started renovations. I think they were doing renovations as I was moving in. But I stayed so long in one apartment that when they actually came in to sort of... Like, they asked me, it's like, okay, so we need to come in and look at the apartment. It's like, why? Because we're renovating and we need to decide whether or not, like, you can stay here for the full duration you need to be or if you need to move to one that's already been renovated. And I was like, what the fuck? What do you mean, fam? Like, just let me stay here, bro. Because, like, if I'm going to move, I want to move. What was annoying was moving from J building to T building. Like, I felt like it was easier to move into our apartment in Burbank than it was to move from J to T. Oh,
to be fair, we didn't have as much help in terms of moving you from J to T as we did from moving into Burbank.
No, yeah, you're right, yeah. And plus, there was that sort of mass culling of shit I didn't need from Burbank to Burbank. I was like, okay, cool, you're bringing some shit, I'm going to bring some shit. Speaking of bring some shit, you know what you bring to a cinema screen, Adam? Adam? Who's Adam? Who the f*** is... In the wise words of Turk, being hot in his apartment after JD's moved out, it's so hot! I am so confused. I'm a little bit annoyed after something that's happened today. Just to me recently, I'm so hot that I can't think and I'm calling people who aren't, like, what the f-
So what he was trying to do is segue us into our topic.
And
the topic for today... It is movie snacks.
I've literally got a wet cloth. You'll probably hear me like dip this into water and then like wring it out so it's not so
moist.
As I dab it on my face. Well, we just lost two of our free listeners.
For real.
Nope, don't like that word. Off.
All right, we out.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, movie snacks.
Do we want to sort of tell the people, like, sort of the future of freeballing? Sort of the decisions we've made in the week off?
Well, you probably won't...
We can just let people
figure it out. I feel
like
we probably wouldn't, yeah, figure it out. Because, like, I don't think, based off of how we've started thus far, I was going to say we'd be, you know, we're more organized. We have a plan. But, like, if you listen to us this far in this episode... You wouldn't believe me if I said it.
No, but this is the opening.
No, of course. Yeah, for sure. Well, but like, future opening. Yeah, we have a bunch of new topics, and we're going to be going back and forth on who's leading the episode. I'm leading this episode, and next week it'll be leading one. So
I was going to say just like more in terms of like the focusing on like movies and TV, music.
Oh,
and
no, games. Yeah. Yeah, like definitely music, definitely movies, definitely video games, TV, all that stuff. But we're also getting into like the subcultures of all that stuff, which is why we're talking about movie snacks. Like movie snacks, they can honestly make or break a movie for my whole movie theater experience.
100%. If I'm not looking forward to a movie, I take no snacks.
Then we're like, what's the point? Like, mm-hmm. I'm sitting here to enjoy, and I want to be munching on something, and then be like, the movie sucks, and then it just taints the food.
I think there's three major groups. There's a movie I'm not excited for, to the point where, right, I'm just like, for me, it doesn't cost me shit. Besides the 200, the 200 quid it costs once a year. But other than that, I've got this card. It's like, so the way I would tell Americans, it's basically like MoviePass, but it's legal.
And functional,
yeah. So there's a movie I'm not looking forward to where I won't take anything. I won't take a drink. I won't take snacks. There's the movie, like, I'm not excited for, and I feel like, you know what? You know, I'll take some snacks. I'll take some snacky snacks. Mm-hmm. And then there's the movie I'm really excited for, and I've got my drink. I've got my snacks. And like, if I know it's like a really long movie, sometimes I'll look at how long a movie is before I like go see it, because you know you got to plan the rest of the day before and after the movie.
Yes.
I'll be like, okay, cool. We're not doing anything after the movie. I'll take some sweeties with me as well, and that's a very special occasion if I take sweeties with me. Mm-hmm. But your chubby chipmunk of a boy over here is trying to cut down on these snacky snacks now, which is annoying, because as we're talking about movie snacks, I'm going to want to go see a movie this week, and I'll be like, ooh, what am I going to take with me? And then I'm going to be like, no, you got to be good. You got a wedding suit that you already don't fit into, you shithead. I was like, ah, shit. You're right. Evil me's right for once.
It's like, when did you become the logical one? The fuck? Yeah.
Fuck. But we have such different movie snacks. Like, you don't know because you've not been to the UK yet, but you will do. But as someone who's been to both the US and the UK, I can tell you our movie snacks are... We got nothing on y'all. You can get...
Oh, really? Shit.
You can get meals at AMC. We just about get the equivalent of, like, a meat stick that we call a hot dog.
Okay, so the way I kind of wanted to do this is I've, like, broken up into a bunch of different categories.
Okay.
And just kind of talk about how... So I think, just because you mentioned them a little bit ago, sweeties. Like, what is your go-to candy? You can only pick one. One candy... That when you're going to a movie, like, you know that's the candy for you.
Oh, damn, bro. That's not fair. Because I was going to say, can we do, like, a chocolate candy and then, like, a sweetie sour candy?
Okay. All right.
Speaking of, what is your country's problem with Skittles?
We have a problem with Skittles?
Yes, you do.
I have a problem with Skittles.
Apparently, some... FDA law firm has decided that it's going into the Supreme Court to decide whether or not Skittles are being taken off the global market. As quote unquote unfit for human consumption.
What the fuck?
No lie, bro. After this podcast, check it out next week. I want you to come with like machine guns, bro, and be like, what's the FDA's big problem on my boy Skittles? First the green Skittle, now all of them? What color wasn't good enough for you, you racist fuckers?
I'm guessing they just don't want to taste the rainbow.
That's what she said. So you said Starburst. I'll take that as your answer, fucker.
if we're doing, you know, like a chocolatey candy, more of a, you know, like a sour, sweet type of candy, then yeah, I guess Starburst would be my sweet one.
Your sweet one. I think my sweet one would have to be, it would definitely be a sour sweet. You know your boy. I love me some sours. Honestly, I've got to go with tried and tested Sour Patch Kids, bro. Them shits be hitting.
I can't do sour. I don't know why. It's not a flavor that registers with me.
If you didn't already know, to our free listeners out there, Sebastian doesn't like spice
as a Mexican.
And he doesn't like sour, like sour candy as well. You're so neutral, it hurts. Is this why your favorite like lightsaber color is orange as well?
It's not orange.
I thought it was. I thought your favorite lightsaber was it yellow?
Don't know.
Oh, I don't know you at all. Tell me what mine is.
I've no clue. We've never spoken about this.
Yes, we have. We played Jedi Fallen Order together.
Yeah, but we never said which one was our favorite. Orange was not my favorite.
Yes, we did. As we were building lightsabers, it was the one thing you were excited about the game for, cunt.
I will say, I think more so, green became kind of my go-to.
Ooh.
Like, it was only because if you pay attention to, like, a lot of the movies, the final big fight between, you know, a Jedi and a Sith, it's always red and green.
Yeah. No! I know why I said orange. You pre-ordered the game, and you got orange-colored lightsaber with the pre-order.
Yes.
Boom.
That I did.
That's what you're excited about. Sorry. From that, I sort of said in my mind, oh, okay, so his favorite color is orange. Like,
no, yeah. Like, I tried it. I wasn't a fan. I thought the green one looked cooler.
I like red.
Especially when you're, like, using it to, like, illuminate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked red when I learned why a red lightsaber exists. Because, red kyber crystals don't actually exist. So you take a green lightsaber and you kill a bunch of, like, people and you fill it with hate. It turns red. So Anakin's lightsaber, is that blue?
Yeah.
Well, his red lightsaber was his old blue lightsaber.
Fucking A.
I feel like that should have been referenced somewhere, because that's pretty cool. If that's canon, I don't know. I just remember seeing that on, like, a post, like, from someone who definitely doesn't work at Disney. Let's put it that way. That's pretty cool. Like, and that's what white lightsabers are. Ahsoka's lightsabers are healed red lightsabers. That's why they're white. They don't know what color they don't know what color they were, but they know they aren't filled with hate.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, man. So, yeah. All right. Sweeties. Sour Patch Kids for you. Starburst for me. Chocolates. Holy shit.
Strike that. Reverse it. Oh. Starburst for me. Sour Patch Kids for you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's really hot, folks.
But also, you let me reference Willy Wonka, which leads me to your chocolate, sweetie.
Chocolatey. Right. I'm only allowed one. I'm not gonna split. So it's between Maltesers, which I think the equivalent in America is Whoppers, but Whoppers are awful.
Yes.
Maltesers are not. Maltesers are delicious. And then Minstrels, which is like a chocolate disc, like a soft chocolate disc coated in a hard crunchy base. A hard like chocolate crunchy base. It's from Cadbury's. So it's good. We have Cadbury World over here, man. Actually, I probably should take you to that when you come over here. I thought of a day out.
That's on my list.
I thought of a day out.
I want to go to Cadbury World. That shit looks sick.
Yeah, I mean, I won't be allowed to eat any of it, but boy.
Oh no, actually, yeah, me either.
Oh no, it'll be past the wedding then. No, I can get some chocolate at Cadbury World.
I can indulge in a piece. I can indulge in a little bit.
I can indulge. I think I'm going to go Minstrels, only because I used to share a bag of Minstrels with my mum whenever me and her just went to go see a movie, which used to happen sometimes.
Nice.
It still does from time to time, but we don't really share sweeties anymore. But like when we did, like my mum, we'd always get a drink, and then my mum would we'd be like, oh, do you want to choose a snack? And I was like, oh, what do you want to get, mum? It's like, oh, yeah. You want to share a bag of Minstrels? I was like, yeah, sure. She'll take a few, I'll take a few, and then we'll both watch the movie. I remember watching The Dark Knight with my mum, having a bag of Minstrels.
Nice.
And both of us shitting ourselves when the fucking mayor was like, sort of Hanks. It's like, boom.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, whoa, what the... Hands down, the scariest thing I'd seen in a movie up until that point in my life.
Fuck, okay, just because of that. The scariest thing that I really remember seeing in a movie theater is that scene in Spider-Man when the goblin wakes up. The first one, the original one, like his heart fails, and then he opens his eyes, and then there's like a music cue.
And then
it's like a jump scare.
And then he's Superman out the test chamber.
And I was just like, I just remember being freaked the fuck out, dude. Like, it was just so bad. But you know what really, really helped? This is how I'm pivoting into my answer. I had a box of Junior Mints. Ooh. Junior Mints are my go-to. Like, they're just so fucking good. And then for some reason, there's just perfect. Because, like, it's always after, like, you know, I have whatever I'm eating for the movie. It's just, you know, munching on them. Mm. And they're so fucking refreshing. Like, ugh. And I hate people who, like, oh, chocolate and mint is no good and this and that. Like, who hurt you? Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
That's what I want to know.
Well, you want to have chocolate if I'm brushing my teeth? Shut the fuck up. It's not the same thing, dickhead.
It's really not, because only one is delicious. The other one sounds disgusting.
Chocolate toothpaste, could you imagine? I might need to pivot my answer a little bit.
Okay.
I tried, you remember that Sweeties I was obsessed with when I came over to LA a couple of weeks ago? Rips.
Yes, Rips.
Now, there's a part of my childhood that I remember where me and my, like, so below my cinema, the one that's standing now, there was an old one that was connected to a pizza. Actually, both cinemas were connected to a pizza. But the cinema I know of, I go to now, there's a convenience store below it.
Yep.
We always used to, like, buy sweeties and drinks and sort of, like, hide them in our pockets and then take them into the cinema, like, walk past all the signs saying, like, you can't bring your own food or drinks. It's like, well, fuck you. You're not checking my pockets, fucker. You're not taking my mum's handbags. Like, ma'am, can we check your handbags? Like, no. show me where you're allowed to check my handbag. I don't see a metal detector here. We're not going to no goddamn country. Get your goddamn hands out my handbag. But, like, our cinema was always like, look, if you don't make it obvious that you're bringing in food and drink, they never cared. But it's like, we always did. If I was to do that, if I was to bring my own sweetie to the cinema, I'd bring a bag of Rips.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so the next one is your classic movie snack. What is your go-to classic?
Nachos, two cheese dips, and jalapenos. Now,
nice.
There's two cinemas, same branded cinema. In one cinema where you can go to the IMAX screen, because, like, my local doesn't. There's grouped cinemas now. Like, my local hometown cinema is a group three, but a group two cinema costs extra for my yearly membership. The nachos are always, like, overly salted to sort of shield the fact that they're stale and old and basically inedible. The jalapenos, I mean, you know, I know you don't like spice, but when I'm about to tell you, you might not want to go to the cinema. They don't keep the jalapenos in pickle juice, bro. They just keep them in water. What is this? What is this cinema playing at?
What?
And the amount of times, like, they've sold me cold cheese sauce as well. But this, so hear me out. Local hometown cinema, the one I go to all the time. Like, me and all the boys that you know of, that you're going to see in September. We live and die by nachos, two cheese dips, and jalapenos. And it's...
Okay.
It is fucking shit in America. I don't know what Totino's is. Awful. I don't need discs that don't actually fit. Like, they're too wide to fit into the cheese sauce that they give you. The cheese sauce is like American plastic cheese melted. It's like not edible at all. And the jalapenos, like let's just not talk about these disheveled, basically chipotle fucking things. Because I learned today that a chipotle is just a dried jalapeno.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. Like, if you dry some chilies, when dried, become a completely different thing. And apparently the jalapeno is one of them. You learn something from Netflix's Iron Chef, I guess. Yes, I have been watching it with my lunches. It's the only time I do, because I do not want to watch it when I'm going to bed. I'll be like, damn, now I'm hungry. Watch food shit when you're eating food.
Yep.
What's yours? What's your classic, man?
Popcorn. Literally, do not eat popcorn any other time. If I'm not watching a movie, it just makes sense. Like, I can't think of another logical reason for just sit there with like a bowl of popcorn and just kind of munching when you're going about your day. Seems fucking stupid to me. A tub of popcorn and a movie, boom, I'm good. Like, if I had to pick just one, like, if I was just going to have that for a movie, I'd be fine. Like, a bag of popcorn and I'm good.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
This is a friendship breaking question. Do you save your popcorn for the movie? Would you eat that shit like when you sit down in your chair and you're watching the trailers or some like the adverts and shit?
Oh no, I always wait.
You wait for the movie?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. If I'm sitting next to you, because I've got one dodgy eye, so my ears are acute, like they're really sensitive. If you're next to me, and I'm trying to watch the movie, I'm hearing rustling, bro. I'm hearing crunching, bro. Like, just no gears. Just like, I'm like, that is their own cinema experience, Ed. They could do what they want. But damn, are you annoying me right now, man? You ain't even trying to be quiet. Y'all over there just tapping the back of the bag, trying to get all the little kernels that haven't even popped, man. Come on, dude. In the wise words of the guy that does too many sports in your country, come on, man. It happened recently when I was watching the latest Matrix. I'm not going to call my friend out, but like, he saved his popcorn. I'm there. I'm trying to understand. It's the Matrix. I don't fucking get shit. I just know I enjoy these movies. Even the latest one. I came out of the movie with like four other dickheads. We all looked at each other as like, that movie's definitely overhated online, right? And I'll to this day.
Yeah. I agreed. I enjoyed it.
But I'm there trying to understand the fucking movie. Oh, I'm here. It's like, he's fucking... tap, tap, tappy, tap, trying to get the fucking popcorns out the back. I eat my nachos as soon as I sit down, man. I can't wait to eat them fuckers.
Fair.
I don't want that top layer of cheese. I don't want to pierce that shit with the nacho. That shit just... ugh. I don't want my cheese to, like, sort of congeal. Sorry.
Fair.
I feel heavy about this. And also, I can't, like, now that you've mentioned popcorn, Ryan, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. Me and this man went to go see Pain and Gain. There's two stories, actually. We went to go see Pain and Gain. We finally get to our seats. My man puts down his popcorn, goes to the toilet. Sort of sue Cristiano Ronaldo's these fuckers all over the floor. And then there was another time when we're at the counter. He orders a big bag of, I don't know what popcorn he gets. I'm going to guess sweet. I think Ryan gets sweet popcorn. Here's, flash forward to next week when I'm apologizing because Ryan gets salted popcorn. So he gets his big bag of popcorn, and the bloke, he's happy, right? The guy behind the counter, like, they never smile, but this guy's happy. He's like, yo, it's a fresh bag, man. He's like, oh, thanks. Ryan punches this shit. And he goes all over the counter. You just see this happy guy. Because, like, you know, we're there. We're, like, you can hear us talking about the movie we're going to see. We're excited. It's like, oh, cool. Like, people actually, like, you know, movie watchers, like, getting the full experience. He's like here's your popcorn, boy. Here's your popcorn, mate. Enjoy that. Like, oh, cheers, man. Bosh. You just see the light in this man's eyes just die. It's just, why am I even here? Like, every time Ryan gets popcorn now, and he drops like one or two kernels, oh, for fuck's sake, Ryan. Like, can you not eat popcorn without, like, getting it everywhere, bro? And it's like, I'm talking like one. You'll just drop like one or two. But I'm pretty sure now he is so careful with a bag of popcorn that I'm pretty certain that when he gets a baby, he'll be good. You know what this is? It's just a living bag of popcorn.
What the?
Better not punch it over the counter.
Oh. What the fuck?
We ever got t-shirts or merchandise? Remember, a baby is just a living big bag of popcorn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's not talk about, you know, no, I'm not. No, that's too much.
Right. So.
Let's talk about the forgotten snacks. All right. Hot dogs, fuck off. Get out of here. I don't know what you are, but you've got no right to call yourself a hot dog. No matter how long cinema's tried to make this shit. It's like Subway's not the only thing that can be foot long. Yeah, but at least Subway's got, like, actual meat in it. Not stuff. Meat-coloured stuff.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay. Think about... Okay. Forgotten snacks. Did you guys get those, like dib things? They're like these little ice cream things that are covered in chocolate.
No, we do have ice cream. Like, there's an, like, so in Cineworld, like, so my cinema experience is mostly based off Cineworld. There is, like, other cinema chains in this country that I don't remember. Odeon being one of them. What's the other one? Vu? Yeah, Vu. Don't ever go to a Vu. And if you have a Vu subscription, cancel that shit. And, you know, come to the dark side. Come to Cineworld. Well, Cineworld is like, I don't know who owns who, but it's like either Cineworld owns AMC or AMC owns Cineworld. Same company.
Gotcha.
So it's not surprised that some of our snacks are kind of similar. The only thing we don't do that you do in your in America is like the meals, like the pizzas, like the chicken strips, the curly fries. We don't do those. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah, our cinemas aren't that big, so it's like sort of, you know, what snacks are relevant to the size of the multiplex. And in some of them, there's always like an ice cream section, but it's like it's a simple Ben and Jerry's. I think you can add like sprinkles, but like I've never had it. I actually had an ice cream conversation with Ryan the other day, and we were both talking about like, and for some reason it came about like brownies. I'll only have ice cream on a brownie, and only when that brownie's hot, like a hot chocolate brownie. That's when I put like a big dump of ice cream on that shit. It's nice. Oh, nice little cold so to the good. Heat. And Ryan's a custard guy.
Okay.
Which I, you know, I've been there. I've been 12. So tell me more about this dip.
So, I mean, so I think they're called dibs. So they're dibs. Like little squares of frozen vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate with I think it's got peanuts on it. And, you know, they're just, you know, they're in this little container and you can just pop them. They're pretty good.
That sounds pretty cool. When I come over in September, you know, now that I'm literally in earshot distance of the Chinese theater. Let's go. I've not been to the theater opposite the Chinese theater. The Ecuador,
El Capitan,
Ecuador. That's a country.
The Ecuador. Well, the El Capitan plays. It does primarily like Disney stuff because it's owned by Disney.
Oh shit! No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right, so one of the things you've been kind of mentioning is like the meals and stuff at cinemas out here. So that kind of led me into what I wanted to talk about next, dine-in cinemas.
Ooh, those have just started coming up over here.
I was about to ask, do you have many, if you had many out there?
Yeah, so I've not experienced one yet, but I went to an event at one last December. With a couple of friends, and I was surprised. Like, so they're kind of small, from what I know of. They're small cinemas, like one, two, maybe three screens, and it's like you have to book like way in advance. It's only like the big movies. Like, so when I went in December, you could see No Time to Die, No Way Home, and then I forgot what else came out last December. But yeah, and it's like, it's actually, like, from what I saw of the menu, not bad. Like, you can get, like, you get, like, chicken wings, you get, like, sliders, like, they do, like, more bougie nachos. So, like, you get sour cream, guacamole, salsa, like, you can get, like, beef or, like, chicken on the nachos as well. Sandwiches, that kind of shit, fries is a pretty big thing, or chips over here. Yeah, it's on my list actually. Like, maybe we could go to one when you come over here. Like, rather than go to a cinema that I know is good, like, let's try to do something a little bit different. Or we can do it when I come over in September. Like, I'm down to try one of these. I've never been to one. Usually the chairs are better as well. Like big ass chairs. I think it's the only place in England where the chairs recline is in these dining cinemas. Yeah, we don't have reclining chairs yet, mate. So don't expect those. We just about got seats. You want like little wooden garden chairs with cushions on them. That's all we got. Sometimes they're leather.
I've been to two. Went to one. It was an AMC dine-in in Marina Del Rey that I went to. It was pretty good. I remember having this, it was like a bison burger.
Ooh.
It was so good, but I was watching it with the movie combination just didn't make sense. I went to go see the movie The Room with my ex, and it was like a bison burger, and I was like, God, this burger's so good, but this movie's so depressing.
Is that the Jacob Tremblay, Brie Larson?
Yes.
Yeah, that movie, oh my God.
Good movie, hella depressing.
Yeah, oh, hella.
Not a burger and fries kind of movie.
No, yeah, it's a damn, really enjoying this food.
I'm not really enjoying the movie. but I rectified that because like my brother and my sister and I started going to this it's called the Alamo Draft House here. It's in downtown LA. It's where we went to go see Licorice Pizza on film, and it's really cool. Like you walk in. And the movie theater has like a very retro 70s feel. And when like you're walking to the movie theater, there's like all these old movie posters and it's really sick. And like the food is really good. Like I really like the food. Hold on, let me see if I can pull so I can kind of like, if I can give you a quick rundown of it. Like, cause it's crazy. And then another thing that I think that's pretty cool with like bigger movies that they have at the theater, they have like specialty menus. Like we went to go see The Batman there and they had like special
Penguin like Gotham
inspired no it's like Gotham inspired like food and drinks, and they do alcoholic drinks too, and then they do like
gonna say like AMC the one in Burbank does the McGuffin bar.
Yes.
Has the specialty cocktails. Remember they did the snap drink for like Endgame, and it was like so powerful you'll probably forget you've had it.
It's true. It was pretty good. But like they do burgers, they do chicken tenders, they do like pizza, and again, the milkshakes. So good. And then like one of their like mainstays on their menu is a Royale with cheese.
Classic. Gotta do it. Gotta
it's
be
amazing.
Done.
So good, dude.
What do they call a Whopper? They don't know. They didn't go to Burger King. Come on, man. When I set you up like that.
I thought you were asking about like the menu. That's why I was like, what?
No, that's why I was, no, it was such a subtle reference. Such a subtle reference.
That's what threw me. I was like, wait. There's no Whoppers on this. He's fucking with me. But yeah, like they have this it's a Mexican vanilla shake. Mm. Fuck, dude. So good. But yeah, I definitely think that's one of the spots we should go. Like,
yeah.
It's such a weird... No, it's not even a weird combination, because it's like, you go out on a date, and you do the traditional, like, dinner and a movie kind of thing.
Yeah.
It always made sense, you know, to go to, you do the movie first, and then you go to the date. So even if it's just awkward silence, you can at least talk about the movie first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but introducing, the eating there, too. It's like, you have this whole... date, you don't really have the awkward silence because you've got the movie, and it's just like, that sounds awesome.
You're playing with fire though, going for food after, because if you have snacks at the cinema, you're not going to enjoy your meal.
That's why you gotta play smart. If it's a day, you keep your snacking light. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep the snacking light. If it's just you and your bros, fucking go hard. You guys are going to go hard anyway.
She don't want to see fucking Babe the little pig over there eating from the trough of snacks that he's got.
Just like rubbing your fucking face into a bucket of popcorn.
I finished my nachos, minstrels, Sour Patch Kids. He's like, okay, I'm out. Where are you going? I was going to share. Maybe. Probably not.
Sort of.
Now you're leaving, you your I'll own say stuff. I was going to, but... I'm going to do what I was going to do.
Wasn't.
Eating them all myself. But here's a good question. Like, does your cinema experience sort of include, like, sort of, what me and the boys do is we'll usually, like, sometimes depending on where we go, we'll do food first, which is usually Nando's, which...
Mm-hmm.
You'll know.
I'm so excited
You'll know. And like, and we deliberately do Nando's because it's so quick that there's always times like we can, like if there's enough time, we'll go downstairs, we'll go to TGI's and we'll get Long Island iced tea. Ultimate, huge, bad boy, good Long Island's. Or we'll just go for a beer and it's like a drink and then we'll go to the movie and then it's drinks after the movie. Because depending on the time you see the movie, you come out of the movie. And, looks like beer o'clock to me. And, talk about the movie and shit. Like, but I used to be a movie, then food, and then if you're down for drinks. Like, but as I've grown older, I've kind of shifted. Because, like, I'm kind of using the... Well, I haven't yet. I will still get snacks in the cinema, even if I eat before. But, like, the idea was to eat before the cinema so I don't get snacks. But that, it's yet to work. It was supposed to, but I lied to myself a lot. But what about you? Like, so what? Tell me, give me Sebastian's perfect cinema experience. Let me, I'm going to close my eyes. Take me away. Take me on a journey, Sebastian.
Okay. It really depends. Like, if it's just me, if I've just one of those days where I just kind of want to go to the movies alone, and I did that a lot during my undergrad, just because, like...
I used to do that, yeah.
I just got sick of inviting people and being like, nah, I don't want to do it. It's like, fuck it, I'll just go myself. So it was always my go-to. I would eat at the movie theater. Mm-hmm. So I would get nachos, I would get a hot dog, and I would get a Coke.
Yeah.
That was good. and Junior Mints for after. And that's pretty much it. But if I'm, say I'm going with my brother and my sister, we usually talk about it beforehand, about whether or not we're going to eat there and then go eat after. Mm-hmm. If it really depends on how we're feeling, but usually we'll get snacks. It's usually just popcorn and drinks, yeah. And then we'll go eat after.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we've ever eaten before going to a movie theater. In hindsight, that probably would make sense to do. But I don't know. It always made sense to do the movie and then go eat, and you can like snack on stuff and like, you know, just satisfy that sweet tooth. But yeah,
yeah.
And like if I'm hanging out with friends, it really depends. Like, you know, we've gone for food after.
We've gone for food before.
Yeah, we've done it all.
But usually food before was like fast food. Because it was never
a sit down.
Yeah, you never can tell like sort of how slow they're gonna be, how fast they're gonna be. Like every time I felt like we've done food before, it was usually like burgers. I remember Five Guys quite a lot. But like food after was always like sort of we always did Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. That was the go to.
Can't be that close to AMC, man. Like that Buffalo Wild Wings is like that must make money. Like during big sporting sort of when the basketball season starts or ends, when football season starts or ends, big games, like they're busy. But like big they also get like the rush of like big movies as well. Like they must know like when a Marvel movie is coming out, they'll be like, oh shit. All them little kiddies wanting the mango habanero wings.
Jesus.
It's like there's some families expecting like a nice quiet night in. It's like, oh God, is that English guy here going to be drinking all the Irish trash cans again? What's up, fuckers? I'm on my fifth one.
I have returned.
We need to find a day or an afternoon to head over to Burbank when I come back over. Because I'm not staying near Burbank anymore.
Nope, you're staying in Hollyweird.
I'm staying
in Hollyweird. Part of it.
Hollyweird. Although, like, it's like where I am is a nice sort of like pivot point. Like straight to Hollywood or like on the road into like Burbank. Like on So I'm gonna butcher the shit out of this name. Cahuenga Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say that wrong? Completely.
No, you said it right.
How badly?
No.
Like 80%.
No. I mean, I don't know what language of origin that word's from.
Not even people in LA do.
No, so you pronounce it like everyone here, so you're fine.
Yeah. Which is probably wrong, and it's just stuck.
It's how it is. That's how it is. Everyone's been mispronouncing the shit forever. It's just the hive mind has decided.
The hive mind has decided. But we can't be talking about movie snacks and movie drinks. Well, we're not even talking about drinks, but like I'm, you know, over here in Pepsi Max, over there, like on your machines, you know your boy.
Yep.
Diet Coke Raspberry. I love that shit.
Yep.
You like, I'm like, guys, people living in the UK, listening to this podcast, we only have these machines in Five Guys, but even then, they do not even hold a candle to the amount. Like, I don't even know how this machine works in your country. It's no surprise to me that it breaks so often in like every AMC. It's slowly becoming the ice cream machine. There's usually only one, and even then, it's like, God forbid there's any ice in it. You know, I like a bit of ice. I'm more ice than drink kind of guy. I'm the only one who I know is like that. But it's like, damn, we're talking like Minute Maid, Hick, Dr. Pibb, Dr. Pepper. There's like just like basic lemon water flavor as well. Iced tea. Fucking some of them are started like putting brisk in now as well. There's Coke. Yeah. There's like fuck me. And even then, you click one, and then it's like, choose from, like, Baskin-Robbins 32 flavors of drinks. Like, what's this chocolate vanilla Coke? What the fuck is that shit? Like, we've got a flavor over here now, the marshmallow, like, the marshmallow guy did, he does songs, I guess. We like Happier. He was on that song.
Pharrell?
No, but he's
Marshmallow,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Marshmallow with the X's. He has a drink over
here. I forget that that's a person.
Yeah, he's a Coke-sponsored drink, and it's watermelon and strawberry.
Hmm, okay.
The fuck?
Duh. Nah. I mean, I'm Coke or Pepsi. I'm good with either one of those. Pepsi if I want something a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
Coke if I want something that's going to wake my ass up.
Yeah. We need to do a Pepsi versus Coke kind of episode. Like a short skit episode kind of thing. But yeah, we can't talk about all this and then not talk about the ongoing meme around these things in which the second mortgage you need to take out to get the snacks at these places.
They're so expensive. Like, you know, you're right. We're like singing the praises of all these snacks and it's so true, but fuck me when you have to pay for it.
There's probably been some people listening up to this point. It's like, how they, like, don't praise this shit. Hate this shit. I do, like, it is, it's rambunctiously expensive.
It's ridiculous.
It's
so insane.
Even with the 15% discounted price with my Black Card membership at my local cinema chain, a large nacho combo, two cheese dips and jalapenos, and a Pepsi Max is just under 10 quid. It's like 8.59, I think. Without the 15%, it's like 9.56. 10 quid for like a little box of nachos, some cheese sauce, some veggies, and a drink. And even then, this isn't like the size you get this compared to the size you get stuff. You'll be like, where's, I ordered a large. We don't do child liquid. We don't do child liquidation size over here. Diabetes size.
The fuck is the rest of it?
Where's the rest of my large? We need to, like, even though we don't really eat there anymore, because we're trying to be good, ladies and gentlemen. McDonald's, you'll finally be privy to the sort of the differences between our McDonald's, not just menu,
English McDonald's
size, dude. I'm pretty sure someone has done a comparison on YouTube, in which they took your large and our medium. No, like your medium and our large. Our large is your medium.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. That's fucking insane.
That tracks.
it does. It really fucking does.
All right. Now that we've moved on to fast food, I think it's over. Go home.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, what are you still doing here?
Well, I'm pretty sure they're waiting for our new segment. You know, you kind of talked about, you know, kind of, what are we up to? You know, what's going on with us before we wrap up?
So I have I've spent the last couple of days writing a Viking short for a new company that I started last week.
Nice.
Yeah. So me and a couple of friends, the same guys that helped me make my last short, that is currently going in and out of festivals, just got our first rejection, not surprising, but you know, there's like 20 other festivals we're waiting for results from. A little bit sad that we didn't, like, you know, that's the first one, like, kind of sets the precedent for the rest of it. I think, like, I might be in for a bit of a shock, but like, but I can't judge what I don't know yet, so I'll wait. Yeah, so I loved working with them so much on that one project that me and them got together. We started a company called it Stillhouse Motion Pictures, and we have a slate for our first year, and one of the movies we're going to be developing, knock on wood, is a Viking movie. Now, I've just done the first draft, so, you know, I'll see what they think. Yeah. I hope a Viking movie will stay on the slate. I want a Viking movie to stay on the slate because I love Vikings. I love Viking. I love Viking music. I listen. You know I do. I listen to all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But it's a bit of a. It's a hard genre. I'll tell you that. Like whilst writing this project, I was like, does it feel too much like Northman? Does it feel like if it's a true story, am I stepping on the toes of the? What is now the Netflix Vikings, which was Amazon Vikings. Or like I've done like two battling brothers and only when I finished was like, fuck, it's just Thor and Loki. Damn. Like this, it's such an oversaturated market, like doing a unique mm-hmm. Viking story. It's not surprised why so many people hated the Northman. I imagine people were expecting like a proper Vikings, kind of like Vikings TV show, but on the big screen. Some people were expecting something a little bit more like Marvel, and they didn't get what they wanted. And so, according to the yonder of the cinema, apparently the Northman flopped, but fucking loved that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Sarsgaard is just, the man's a beast. And like
he's really, I feel like he's really underrated.
Oh, horribly, like, because you've seen Succession as well. So he plays, mm-hmm. like, the sort of the coke addict, like
the tech guy.
Tech billionaire.
Yeah.
But then in The Northman, he's, like, sort of this topless, sword-wielding, like, maniac. And it's a...
He's a beast.
He's ripped. Why this man isn't in the Marvel Universe as someone yet, I don't know. Although, I heard a casting rumor. Speaking of Marvel, the guy who played The Mentalist is being tapped as Doctor Doom. And when I was like, if you see him now, because like when he played The Mentalist, he was a bit young, but like The Mentalist went on for like how many years? Like 8, I think. But like seeing him now, I could see that. Mm-hmm. I could see that. I just can't remember the guy's name. But yeah, the guy who played The Mentalist.
Nice.
But what about you, Sebastian? What have you been working on, bro?
Well, so for my production company and I, we went into this, it's like an online film market thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what it was we got to pitch to a bunch of different production companies our stuff, you know, obviously different variations. There were a lot of distributors there who were really only interested in like completed films and stuff that's already been shot.
Ah, shit.
But there were a few who were like, you know, regardless of stage, you know, if we like the idea, we'll talk. And in doing that, we were able to get, I think it was like 10 different production companies interested in our TV shows.
Fuck yeah.
And our features. So I sent that stuff out. So kind of waiting to see how that goes. We had a meeting with a couple of animators who have worked. These two guys, they really helped shape a lot of childhood. Like, one worked on The Little Mermaid, and another one worked on Beauty and the Beast, and they're both interested in our animated features, so that we're talking about working with them on that. And then they're, like, walking us through how long it would take. So, like, mentally accepting how long and how much it's going to take to do it. But it's been good. Like, you know, we both said how last week was just, like, fucking insane in terms of, like, how busy we were, but I feel like coming out of the end of that,
the experience of last week was
mm-hmm.
was necessary.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It is necessary, and it's given me like a renewed sense of confidence in my stuff.
Good man. So, I'm glad.
So yeah, that's what we're up to, and I think that's going to become a fixture. Just to kind of, and it's also for us, you know, if we have stuff we want to brag about, we should be able to fucking brag about it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, it, you know, so there you go. Wait for 2 weeks' time and it's like, Sebastian, it's all gone wrong.
Oh God, knock on wood. Knock on all the fucking wood.
Yeah. But for the time being, like, I'm busy, but I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself. I'm learning. I'm challenging myself. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to write, like, a bunch of projects. Like, other projects that I thought were, not dead, but like they were just dormant, have decided to awaken, and they've awoken in a big way. don't want to sort of talk about them just yet, but I think you might, when I say Dormant Project, Awakening, I think you might have that. I know what you might be talking about.
Bro, we have so many of those, I don't know which one you're possibly talking about. Oh, we can talk about it after.
Think hard, Sebastian. Not too hard.
Well, I don't know, because I recently rediscovered a completed feature that I wrote. It's very much like set in like medieval ages, very much not at all like this animated thing. It has a bit of a Viking feel, so I'm going to go through it and possibly make it something that's workable and then send it to you and kind of see how that goes. But yeah, no, so that's why I'm like, you say Dormant Project, like, motherfucker, I got so many Dormant Projects, you need to give me some specifics.
I'll tell you once we cut.
All right, cool. All right, because I really want to know, so I want to wrap this up.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. We don't know what we're going to do yet. Well, we know what we have available to do, but, you know, we'll
decide. It'll be a surprise, like all these episodes.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a nice little bite-sized surprise to tip off the end of your week.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, share us. Share us. Share us.
Suck us. I mean, sorry. I
Shit. Take it easy, everyone.
On this trip, now all I do is throwing out the script.
Come on, man, come join us on the trip.
I'm sorry,
now we're throwing out the script.
I hope we don't charge a penny. I hear the weakness calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.